And I'd like to welcome everybody and call the meeting to order. Mary, would you start with roll call, please?
Yes. Hold on 1 second. Let's see. Okay. I had a chat. I just wanted to make sure it wasn't somebody else joining. Okay. In the room, we have Scott Nelson. David Reed, myself, Nick Panastock, Paul Fussy, Scott Formo, Rick Rambo. On Teams, for phone, we have Carl Edwards, Ms. Amber Schumper, Henry Cole, John Rothwell, Caitlin DeHart, Deputy Chief Keith Barron, Bruce Richter, Donnie Lane, Mark Newman, Casey Cook, Naomi Wiley, Pete Rogel, Master Sergeant Fernandez, Tim Tomet, and Trey Erickson. Did I miss anybody? Peter Summers.
Thank you, I'm present.
I don't see anybody. And that is all we have, and I still do not have a quorum.
Mr. Chair, this is Paul. Who just commented on the phone? We didn't catch their name.
It was Peter Summers.
Other description of.
Mechanical, a little broken.
The last person, this is Paul, was that Mr. Cole?
This is Henry Cole. I'm here, but Mary did call my name already.
Okay. I'm all set, Mr. Rothwell.
Thank you very much. And before we start the introductions of guests and new members, I would like to thank Scott Nelson for the previous year as chairman of the Alaska Land Mobile Radio Users Group. Thank you very much, Scott. And I know that you're going to be continuing participation, and we really appreciate all your help and effort. Moving on to introductions of guests and new members. I'd like to introduce or have introduced Ms. Amber Schumpert. She is going to be the primary representative to the ALMR user group. She is the statewide safety systems manager from DOT. Ms. Schumpert, are you online? Can you introduce yourself?
Yes, sir, I am. Thank you so much. Happy to be here. I know I have a lot to learn, but I'm excited to get started.
Perfect. Thank you for being here. Are there any other new guests joining us that would like to introduce themselves? Hearing none, we can move to the next agenda item, which is the review and approval of the December meeting minutes. Now, since we do not have a quorum, we'll have to table that until either later on in the agenda, or we could address that at the next meeting. Just to double check, Mary or Paul, we don't have a quorum?
Mr. Chair, this is Paul. We are still one short, sir.
All right. Well, thank you very much, both of you. And moving on to the review of the issues and risks log. Mary, can you review those for us, any changes, or Paul, to that since the last meeting, please?
Be happy to, Mr. Chair. So, everyone, this is Paul Fussy. So, if you start looking at the issues and risk log, we do have the update for DOT. So, as of January 6th, Ms. Amber will be filling in for the primary. Mr. Cole will be the alternate representative. And for the Southeast, there's no changes on that. We did reach out to Ms. Kolara, but we have not gotten anything an update on that one. But as you can see, we've been updating it as we go through. So, of course, through the chair, Mr. Cole, should we still keep this up until we get another alternate?
No, I think you can close UC98. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, this is Paul. With your approval, we could close out UC98, sir.
Yes, please.
Okay. I will remove that for the next meeting, Mr. Chair. And that's all I have on that.
Well, thank you very much, Paul. Moving on to the next agenda item. To bring up my, all of a sudden I lost my agenda, but it's the review of the action item list. Paul, could you bring that back up and review any action items that we are currently tracking?
I'd be happy to, Mr. Chair. So everyone, if we look at the action items, there are two on there. On the last meeting, we had Motorola give a presentation on the APX Next radios and through Mr. Kyle Green, the Smart Connect. I left this on here, so I want to make sure that the presentation that was given last month was approved for everyone. So that's why these are still on there, but the Motorola did give their briefing last month. So I will open it to the chair, what actions they would like.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Paul. Are there any questions before we open up the floor on that issue on the action items? Hearing none, any issues with the continuation of the functionality of the APX Next and the integration with Smart Connect? Paul, do we have a recommendation for next steps?
Mr. Chair, with the presentation for Motorola, as it stated here with the action items, they covered the Smart Connect, they covered the functionality of the APX Next radios. I did reach out and sent emails out if anybody had any other suggestions on there. But I'm leaving up to the board and to the chair if they want these items removed, because I want to make sure that the presentation covered everybody's concern, if that makes sense, Mr. Chair.
Yes, it does. And thank you so very much for bringing that up. So again, we're opening it up to the board members that was either here or heard about the presentation. Do you have any additional questions? Are there any topics that need to be readdressed or that they can go into more detail? If not, Paul, I'm going to recommend that we close these action items.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. If I do not hear any dissent, then I will remove them from the next meeting, both items number one and item number two.
And again, hearing none, we can move on to the next action item, or excuse me, next agenda item. And at this point, we'd like to bring up the Operations Management Office overview. And so, Paul, I'm going to turn it over to you. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, thank you very much. Point of order, I have been advised we do have a quorum now. So if you would like, we can go back to the December meeting minutes.
Perfect. So before moving on to the Operations Management Office, let's go back to the agenda item to review or approve the December meeting minutes. Hopefully everybody had a chance to review those meeting minutes. I'm going to open up the floor for any questions, comments, concerns, or updates. At this time, I would entertain a move to approve on the meeting minutes.
Okay, this is Henry Cole. I'll second.
Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate that. Again, any issues or questions before we approve the meeting minutes? Meeting minutes are approved. Thank you, Mr. Fussy. And if we could move on to the agenda item for the operations management overview.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good afternoon, everybody. So we'll start with the training session. So Mr. Nelson has created a new training video on the scan functions of the radio that has been updated and put onto the ALMR website. Also, Mr. Nelson and I met on December 23rd, and we worked to create a preliminary training video schedule for 2026. We have about six training videos already selected. But once again, reach out to the board and to the members that if there is a topic that you want us to cover and create a training video on, we'll be happy to do that. Just send an email to Mary and I, and we'll work with Mr. Nelson to get that video out there. We're still working on how we can incorporate a YouTube channel, and that was discussed at the last meeting. So that is not put out into play yet. We're still working on that one. So for outreach, Mary will be start sending out emails to all the members to confirm and update their contact information for their membership agreements. We need to start doing that now because if there's any changes, and then she'll start working on the airtime and sending out the membership agreement. So I expect an email from her, and it's very important that you reply for changes or everything is still the same. That way we can get the membership agreements going and have everything completed by June 30th. Mr. Thornton and I attended the 2026, will be attending the Alaska Fire and Building Officials Forum. That's going to be on January 13th. We'll be giving the BDA DAS presentation. That has the local fire inspectors, fire marshals, and fire chiefs on that one. So we'll be giving a presentation there. The APCO and NENA, which are the Association of Public Safety Communications Officials, and the National Emergency Number Association meetings, they'll be starting up again on 29 January. So I'll be attending those. They did take a couple month hiatus during the holidays. Also, the Alaska Partnership for Infrastructure Protection, the APIP meetings, that will be January 15th. And that'll be online and also at the AT&T building in Anchorage. So I'll be attending those. And when I go there, I listen to the different agencies and answer any radio questions or ALMR issues that they might have. The quarterly newsletter is complete, been sent off to the publisher, and that will be posted on January 15th. On 29 December, the Systems Management Office and I attended a meeting with the Kenai Peninsula Borough IT Director, Mr. Ben Hansen, and that's regarding current talks to possibly add a cell tower in Turnagain Pass with a substation for power. So we're sitting in on these initial meetings because if they're going to put some substation in there for cell towers, we might be able to put a, or at least try and coordinate with them to put an ALMR antenna up there. That'll give us better coverage in the Turnagain Pass area. We've been working with the Legislative Security Office out of Juneau, and they are now ALMR members, so we do have another new member as of this month. System upgrade. The IELTS and Air Force Base Snow Talk Group, they're now TDMA. That was turned out a little bit ago, so we've been monitoring that up on the boards. That includes all the snow removal and plow units. So we do have another entity that is now TDMA. Weekly meetings are still taking place regarding the fiber upgrade on J-Bear. And January 26th to the 30th, the Genesis upgrade team will be in town. They'll be installing the new software. So Nick, Mr. Stormo, and the AWARN team will be working with them for that upgrade. So we're looking forward to how that's going to take effect. And we use the Genesis system to pull out all reports, looking at the radios on the system and monitoring push-to-talks and systems. So it'd be nice to see how this upgrade is going to take place. One thing I do want to put out for the board, the current ALMR Astro 25 operating system is 2021.1. The end of that standard support period was 13 January of 2025, and the end of the extended support is scheduled for 13 January 2028. I know that's 2 years out, but I want to bring that up because we're already working on state budget proposals on that one. And I just want to pull this up. So can you see this, Mr. Chair?
Yes, Paul, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So we did have the 717 operating system, and we have now working on 2021. As you can see, the timeline for the initial ship dates, the end of the standard support period, and then the end of extended support period. So we're currently operating on 2021.1. So I'm just putting it out there for everyone's situational awareness.
Comment. Mr. Rockwell, you put a comment on the chat. Did you want that read?
Oh, just anybody that would see the chat. I was getting some notes from Juno, and it appears that even some of the buildings in Juno, like the AST post, is being evacuated due to excessive loading of snow from the roof, because it's had a tremendous amount of snow. And now it looks like it's going to start raining on top of that. And so I want to be just cognizant of all of our Juno partners, whether they're state or local, to just, we are aware that there are things going on down there, and we're hoping that things are not going to be that aggressive. Also, in Scott's turn, I wanted to ask him if the new warehouse had any issues with snow loading that we need to be aware of. Thank you very much, Mary.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So through the chair, Mr. Nelson, is there anything you want to talk about from the SEOC side for Juno?
Other than we are deploying a person down there tomorrow to help manage things that are going on. That's all we have at the moment.
Thank you. So, Mr. Chair, I'll proceed with the document reviews.
Thank you, sir. So please proceed.
The catastrophic natural event, C&E contingency plan, new user policy and procedure, the grant guide, the user council 2025 annual assessment on system operations and management performance, the 2025 annual business case, and the Operations Management Office 2025 Annual Information Assurance Audit Report of Findings have been completed. And I will go to the metrics. Can you see the metrics okay, Mr. Chair?
Affirmative. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So if we look at calls, we have 1,962,180. I want to point out to everyone that we have only been doing 2 year with our graph. What I like to do, and I'm starting it for 2026, obviously we won't see any numbers till next meeting, but I want to show all the members a 3 year pattern. So we have some more historical data than just 2 years. So we have added 2026, so starting next month, you will see three lines on these graphs to give everybody a better understanding of what we're doing with ALMR. Our monthly push-to-talks, and 2,885,933. Busies are 146. Mr. Chair, I'll stand by. I see Mr. Cole has his hand up.
Thanks, Paul. I just wanted to ask, that's the largest number of push-to-talks in at least 2 years by a pretty substantial margin, not counting November, and a very small number of busies relative to, again, the last 2 years. I think that, A, deserves kind of a, I don't know, metaphorical round of applause, but then also, do we have historical data that can be looked back a couple more years to see how, is this an outlier, or is this, I mean, I know there's been a lot going on in the month of December, but that's a pretty impressive impressive showing at the very least.
Through the chair, Nick?
Are you wanting to get like more deep on the per month thing or go back further years?
No, I guess just curious if, like, can we, for example, say that December 2025 is the, you know, the most push to talks on the radio in its, in the system's history, for example. It's certainly the most since in the last 2 years. And then again, the low number of busies is also the lowest in the last 2 years. And I think that, well, I guess second lowest, that synchronicity is pretty impressive. Something worth bragging about, if nothing else. With you know, the legislature coming into session soon and budget season approaching, that might be worth documenting for other use. I guess that's all I'm getting at. Thank you.
Maybe just like a little note up top saying, you know, maximum push to talks was on this month of this year. Or lowest busies or something along those lines, you're thinking?
Yeah, something like that. Like, was 2023 an outlier year that had a higher number? I don't believe so. I don't recall, but I just think, you know, this is the kind of thing we could use to demonstrate that, hey, this system works really well under, frankly, all of Alaska had pretty dreadful weather conditions in December, and it worked really well in all three types of bad winter weather we get. I don't know. I'm just trying to think of a way to show off this data and get some use it for bragging rights, if nothing else.
Through the chair, Mr. Cole, I have the older graph. I can pull it up and I can send it out to the user members of what we've looked at for the last 3 to 4 years.
I have a question through the chat. Peter Summers asks, are these numbers compiled including AWARN to AMR traffic or direct radio to system contacts?
It's the system as a whole. It does not exclude AWARN at all. They're all inclusive to this. We are one team, one fight, one system.
Through the chair, Mr. Summers, does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Yes, it does. Thank you very much.
So, Mr. Chair, what I can do is I can compile last couple of years on here, and then with your permission, I'll send it out to all the user members.
Thank you, Paul. And also, Mr. Cole, thank you very much for bringing up the fact that we need to market ourselves. Every year we go in front of the legislators, and it's always a difficult push to get additional funding. I'm sure you've heard Mr. Stormo mention many, many times about how the ALMR state office is underfunded compared to many other states having systems much smaller than we have. And looking at this holistically, how do we market the fact that this is one statewide system? This is, you know, best of the breed, and it is working extremely well. And so, Mr. Cole, thank you for the reminder. I think when we go into session, we should all take advantage of anything like this as we're talking to our commissioners and or directors as they help fund future builds for the system. So thank you very much. Back to you, Paul.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So the sites below three nines, we had three for December. And they were the microwave backhaul, the Money Knob, up north, Nanana, and Valdez. And if we look at our subscriber counts per zone, once again, the other question is, does it include AWARN? So zone four is our AWARN, Anchored Wide Area Radio Network, and there's 6,298. So when we look at subscriber counts, that also includes AWARN. And our total, and I know I've been saying this last couple of months, but back in August when we hit 33,000, I just want to say thank you to everybody who's been turning in subscriber requests and getting rid of radios they're no longer using. As you can see, we're down to 32,451. So we have 9,399 our state of Alaska, 9,229 our DOD, 11,924 Alaska Municipal League, that also includes AWARN, and then we have 1,899, which are federal non-DOD. And then for our annual system metrics for the year, we had 20,096,810. That was a 12% increase. Push to talk, 31,645,127. That was a 9% increase from the previous year. So that's what I, any questions on the metrics?
Paul, the last bit of numbers, were you presenting a chart? Because currently I still have agency by month. So I'm not sure about other.
No, I do not have those. I compile those into my notes. I do not have a chart for those.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure the PowerPoint presentation was currently working. Any questions at this time for Paul?
Okay. I will finish up, Mr. Chair, with the last part, which is other. The quarterly executive council meeting will be held on January 15th, and the quarterly vulnerability scan report was completed. That's created by the Systems Management Office, and it is required under the System Vulnerability Management Policy 400-6. So that has been completed and submitted, and that ends my briefing, Mr. Chair, pending any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Fussy. Any questions for Paul? Hearing none, we can move on to the System Management Office. I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Nick, Fanstock. Nick?
Thank you, John. First off, I want to wish everyone a Happy New Year. We made it. Yay.
Yeah.
You know, it's been pretty quiet, I will say, the past month-ish, knock on wood. Overall, 2025 was a pretty good year. Not the best I've seen, but overall it's pretty good. Obviously, we're still in the winter months, so PMI is still on a kind of slow pace. I really don't have a whole bunch to say right now. It's like I said, it's been pretty quiet, knock on wood. I think that's all I've got, John.
Thank you, Nick. Any questions for the System Management Office? Hearing none, we can move on to the State of Alaska and Department of Defense overviews. We'll start with Mr. Scott Stormo for SOA. Scott?
Not a whole lot to add. Paul, if you can jump back to that one chart real quick from Motorola. Since I always like to beat on the dead horse, the Motorola has told us that we are, like in the Northwest region, all the systems that exist, I'm not sure how many members that is. But we're the only ones that are not on a SUA program. The SUA program basically is like having a maintenance agreement that gets you these system upgrades every 2 years, so you never run the risk of going out of any kind of support. Not being on that, and we've talked about it from, I've been here 12 years, we've been talking about it the whole time that I've been here trying to get funding for it. But not being on that makes us do some incredibly bad things that I don't think everybody completely understands, but it's there's a lot of risk in trying to do the upgrades the way we're doing them, because, you know, and as a perfect example, when we go from 2021, we can, by 2025, you're technically supposed to do two system level jumps. We're going to be able to jump maybe to 2025 by Motorola doing a 2022 or 3 or 4, whichever one it is, the numbers. They'll do a two system jump, and basically it's like going from Windows 7. We had to install Windows 10 before we could install Windows 11. So they will, we will be buying both upgrades, even though we never used the middle one, except for the day or two that it sets upgrade past it. And in doing that, say we're buying 2025, which was shipped in October of 2025, we might be getting that in 2027, which means we've lost, you know, used up 2 years of its usefulness already. So being on a SUA takes that whole problem away, because you're getting upgraded every 2 years. Not being on a SUA means, you know, you're getting it when you get it, if you can get it, because if you go way beyond 4 years, you know, Motorola is basically forklifting your stuff, which means they're installing, just let's pretend we're installing 2032 or something way out in the future. We're running on what we have right now. They're going to try, if we have space, they will install a 2032 system, and we will turn off the old one and switch to the new one with whatever kind of outage that caused. You know, so we are the one of the very few systems that do things in that very bad way of doing things. So that's not news. I wish, you know, everybody, I wish the legislature, I wish the administration was able to understand that and fund that, so we would have a SUA and make this process a whole lot easier for all of us, but we don't. Just want to make sure everybody knows that. Just a couple other things everybody should know. You know, the MC7500 platform has been around for quite a while. There's not a hard end to those consoles yet, but they're, you know, you should start seeking funding for replacing your consoles with the Access platform. The Department of Public Safety's Fairbanks Dispatch Center has upgraded to Access consoles. I believe they're the only ones on the system at the moment that have done that. But there are a lot more consoles out there. And then just one last thing I want to bring up is we are coming to the end of a 10-year contract that we've had with Motorola Solutions for support. It was a fixed price contract. I don't think it would be a surprise to anyone that we got that worked out very well for us, because the inflation years and the pandemic impacts did not change our pricing, but the pricing is going to go up considerably in the follow-on contract, and the resources may not be allocated to cover the cost of that. So we're going to be looking at a lot of different options. And I'll have to engage with all the different agencies that have coverage through that contract to see what their requirements or feelings are on what they want to try to pursue to continue to have taken care of or not taken care of, depending on the cost. So I will be reaching out to the Mets. There's Sobotna's dispatch center is on there. The state agencies are on there. Goose Creek Prison pays their own way because they're not part of the VHS system, but the rest of it has been covered centrally. I need to have conversations with DNR, with DPS about the cost of their portions of the infrastructure going forward. So lots of talk to happen. I want everybody, give everybody kind of a heads up that, you know, similar pricing for similar services right now is more than doubled. I'll just say that. And pretty sure I'm not getting more than double my budget from the governor's budget announcement. So that's not going to be able to work. So we're going to have to figure that out. That is all I have, unless there's any questions.
Before we open up the floor for questions, Scott, would you just address some of the issues regarding the weather that we've had, where you've had horrific winds and snow, and how the ALMR system, for the most part, is doing extremely well under these circumstances? Maybe some anecdotes on on where it has not, just to give people a flavor of what you deal with day to day?
Yep. So as everybody hopefully knows, ALMR is just the service that operates on the SATS infrastructure. It is one of dozens of services that operate on the SATS infrastructure. We're here usually talking about ALMR. That's a tiny piece of what a site is comprised of. It's basically two racks of equipment, two antennas that run up the tower, and the other 90% of the equipment, the tower, the shelter, the power, the road to get to that, everything else that goes to that is not ALMR. It is SATS infrastructure, completely different budget. It is getting old. Some of what John is talking about, you know, this rough winter weather, and this happens frequently because there's, you know, a couple hundred dishes on the towers, but we had the windstorms usually cause us some grief, but we had a dish go out of alignment at Cooper Mountain. We hired contractors to go up and put a new dish on, and that was not an old dish, by the way, that was a couple year old dish. The dish that got it slung up there laying on the ground, another group of people who have equipment up at that site that were up there with a helicopter took off, and the wind from the helicopter sent the dish off the mountain down into the deep, deep drop below. So that dish is remaining out of service at the moment until we can get another dish ordered and put up in there. Another example is we lost service to Valdez. That was one of the sites that was up there in the 5-9s. And that is, there's a dish on the Divide site that feeds down to Valdez that has been knocked out of alignment that we've tried to address a couple of times, and it's challenging anywhere on that part of the system to work on those mountaintop sites with weather. But it completely went away, and we were able to look at it with a camera, see it moving around on the tower, and continue to watch it. Tried to get up there, the weather was too bad, we couldn't get up there, the helicopter wouldn't fly. And it is now, and we watched it hanging by the wave guide, blowing in the wind, ripped off the tower, laying out in the ground now. So as part of what keeps this stuff working is we have redundancies built into this, and this one just so happened that we were working on getting redundancy established through a local telco who kind of co-locates on some of our stuff down there. They owed us a circuit from Valdez to Tulsona. They hadn't turned it up yet, but we're able to get them to jump through hoops and get it turned up within about 24 hours to restore connectivity down to Valdez. So there's a lot of stuff. And again, I feel like I'm going negative on this, but you guys don't see the outages as much as in the old days. You would have seen outages all the time, every day. You don't see it as much now because of how the technology is. Got some more redundancies built into it. It can flow in two directions, whereas traffic just used to go one direction. So there's a lot of things breaking that you guys don't see. And unfortunately, that makes it harder to, you know, advocate for this stuff's getting painful to me. We need more money to fix it. In the old days, it wasn't hard to advocate for it because it was broke all the time and everybody was upset about it. And now I'm the only one that's upset about it because I'm the one that knows it's broke. None of the users are feeling the broke, so it makes it harder to advocate for the resources we need. But as Paul said, I've said many a times, we've got 25 people. The Washington State Patrol system that does 1,400 radios for the Washington State Patrol has like 75 people in the tiny state of Washington. Seven offices around the tiny state of Washington support their system. So we pretty much try to support all the system across the entire state out of Anchorage. It doesn't work very good. We're doing a lot of stuff wrong in Alaska that I wish we could figure out how to fix. I've only got a few years left to try, and I will keep trying. And I'm surprised John wanted to hear me whine about that.
Well, Scott, I wanted to bring it up, have you bring it up, be able to bring it up, because I wanted to start out the new year just saying, thank you so much for your effort. This is not an easy task. You are undermanned. You are underfunded. You have some older equipment. And every single day, you have to make decisions about, you know, with the limited resources, what problem do I tackle first? So again, thank you. And as Henry Cole put in the chat, thank you for all you do and for your team. And I just wanted to, I want to echo that from Mr. Cole. Thank you, Mr. Cole, that we do appreciate everything you do. I know it's a tough job and with limited resources. And every day I hear from Scott and he's telling me, well, here, look at this video. The arm is breaking off and the dish is floating, or we just had three sets of batteries blow up on us down in the Kenai area because of the cold weather, or we have this going on and we have to replace all these generators, or the HVAC systems are aging out and we need to start a new project to replace all the HVACs. Again, from the end users, all they see is they've got this radio on their belt or in their vehicle, and they just know it works. So the unsung heroes of Scott and his team, thank you, Scott, very much.
Yep, thanks. That reminds me of when the generators broke on the back of this building, too. That's 15 to 20 years old, and it was a miracle because I'm all about redundancies, that we just finished a project a month or so ago to put a short tie out there, so if we had to roll up a portable generator, we could run this facility. So we are in the process of renting a portable generator. So if that generator doesn't get fixed Thursday, then at least, you know, we've got a couple hours of battery time and hopefully somebody can get here and fire up a portable generator. So unfortunately, it apparently has to come from Fairbanks because they didn't have one local. So that's concerning too, but do you guys have generators?
Oh my God. Yeah.
Like 1,500 kilowatt generators. I can't see little generators.
One 7,500 watt and a bunch of 75,000, sorry. In, so they're huge. They're trailers. They're four ton with a Cummins. Or not
the one we have out there now is 125 kilowatt. So we
get a couple of those and hook them up, you know.
Yeah.
Fire to diesel.
Yeah. The short of it is if something goes bad, we can't, you know, try to find when to rent and find out that it has to come from Fairbanks because we'll be down for a while. So we'll engage more with you with DOT. Does anyone have generators? If something really bad happened, we could grab immediately and put over here. So.
They're all stored right up there at Alcantara. And so you free to go in and, you know, drive in there and just take a look at them. There's a little of them.
Yeah. The Verizon facility has one too. If I cut a lot, I can probably grab one of theirs.
Well, thank you very much, Scott and Mr. Nelson, for the discussion on the generator itself. Are there any questions for Mr. Stormo before we go to Mr. Tim Woodall or someone else from the Joint DoD Service Related Office?
Nobody.
All right. All right. Is Mr. Woodall online?
Mr. Chair, he is not online.
Okay, everybody, I think we'll move on to the user council representative updates, starting with the SOA component. I do not have any updates, and I do not believe that Mr. or Lieutenant Andres is with us. So we can go down to DOT. Any updates? Mr. Cole or the newly appointed Mr. or Ms. Shepard?
This is Henry. I don't have anything to add. I don't know if Amber, you want to say anything or not, but I don't have anything for the order at the moment.
No, sir, I do not.
Thank you both. We can move to all others, which is Mr. Nelson or Mr. Edwards.
This is Scott Nelson. I have nothing new.
And this is Carl Edwards. I have nothing new.
All right. Going down to the DoD components, anything from the U.S. Army installations?
We do not have any representatives from there today.
Okay. How about J-Bear?
Hi, this is Caitlin DeHart. We have nothing new at this time.
Thank you, Ms. Caitlin DeHart. How about Eielson?
We also have no representatives from there as well.
Okay, moving on to the federal non-DOD component. Anything from DOJ?
We have nobody from that one either.
How about DOI?
We have no representatives from there as well.
And we can move to all others, which would be Officer James Nelson or Mr. Bobby Carter.
Good afternoon. Bob Carter here with the TSA and nothing for the good of the order. Thank you.
Well, thank you. We'll move to the municipal component. Ms. Tammy Goja, I believe, is also unable to join today. How about Mr. Jim Goodman?
He is not on as well.
Thank you very much. And we can move to North, Chief Berrien or Kyle Green.
Keith Berrien here. Nothing to add today. Thank you.
And Kyle, are you on?
He is not on.
That's why it's so quiet today. My goodness. Oh, sorry. I used my outside voice. How about Southeast? Miss Kawara.
The only thing I have is from Juno, and we are going to be doing console upgrades January 19th through the 30th. We will have techs in town working on that in the comm center. And then I did reach out again to the person who expressed an interest in being an alternate for Southeast, and that person has moved to a different position. I'm not sure that they use ALMR, but I'm going to be trying to have a conversation with him about it. Just to see if he would be interested in using ALMR and if he would be interested as an alternate.
Thank you, Aaron. I appreciate the update. The next agenda item is new business, and we have the review and approval of the annual reports email. Paul, do you want to address this?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. So, everyone, these are user council members only. I know there's a lot of supporting folks online, but for user council members only. Mary will be sending out, well, she has sent out the email for the 2025 annual business case, the Operation Management Office annual IA audit report of findings, and the user council 2025 annual assessment of system operations and management performance. Please take a look at those, review them, and either approve or reject them before the executive council meeting on January 15th. So it's similar to the budget that will go through the user council. These reports go to the user council members first and reach back to Mary, and then that will go to the executive council after. If there are any questions or comments or concerns, also please let us know. These are required by the user council to have all these reports in. That's all I have. Any questions, Mr. Chair?
Thank you, Paul. Any questions for Paul regarding these reports? Any other new business that anybody would like to bring up?
Mr. Richards, do you have anything that you would like to add?
Just a happy new year to everybody. We made it through 2025 and looking forward to good things ahead this year. Thank you.
Thank you, Bruce. Appreciate it. Before I open up the floor for any additional comments, our next meetings are currently scheduled for February 4th and March 4th. So at this time, I'd like to open the floor for any comments or questions. Anybody else want to say Happy New Year? Any questions for any of the members? How about comments? Good for the order. Hearing none, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Again? All right. This is Scott Nelson. Motion to adjourn.
Thank you, Scott. And second, please. Thank you, Chief. I appreciate it. And we are now adjourned. Thank you, everybody.